An old-fashioned pitcher's duel in Cleveland between Irvin Santana of the Twins and Josh Tomlin of the Indians. But first, just a little bit of offense in the top of the first.
Two down, nobody on, no score, and he hammers one to deep right field. Back goes Guyer, he's at the wall, it's gone. How about that? There's the outstanding power of Miguel Sano, hammering his 10th home run of the year into the seats in right field. The pitch, swing and a miss, went up and in, got him with a fastball. So Josh Tomlin throwing extremely well for the second game in a row.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the curve. Rosario down on strikes. And it's worked. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, line drive, caught by the third baseman Ramirez, and he throws across the diamond to double off Castro. Oh, what a catch on a screamer off the bat of Buxton by Ramirez, who was even with the bag at third. Simply had to reach up and grab it before it got past him, and then the rest was easy as the double play retires the side. The 2-1. Swung on, line drive, center field, but right there, the center fielder, and Buxton makes the catch to retire Encarnacion. Oh, he hit it well, but right at the center fielder.
Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bang, back up the middle behind second. The shortstop, Polanco, throws to first and gets Santana. And the beat goes on when it comes to Irvin Santana and his outstanding start this year.
Santana pitches seven brilliant shutout innings and improves to 6-1 on the year as the Twins blank the Indians 1-0. Brandon Kinsler pitched a perfect ninth to lock down his ninth save of the year. This game was played in a swift 2 hours and 30 minutes. Terry Francona's squad couldn't solve Irvin Santana on Friday night as the Tribe lost the opener to the Twins 1-0. Here's the skipper talking about his team's performance.
He was tremendous. I mean, the third hit of the game hits a first pitch fastball, you know, opposite field for a home run, and they made it stand up. I mean, he pitched he's been pitching good. I know his numbers are not going to be the prettiest for a while, but he pitches like that. He mixed, you know, changed speeds, kept him off balance, took the sting out. You know, Sano is turning into a really, you know, good, dangerous hitter. You know, again, you got to give yourself more than one chance a night. But he did hit that ball good. You know, we hit a few balls good, but, you know, he he's in a really good place. He's throwing the ball, you know, I'm talking about Santana, he's throwing the ball where he wants to, has some life, has some cut, you know, really got in on our left-handers and made them think in. With cutter and fastball, he just, you know, he has walks, but I'm not sure all of them are because he's not commanded. I think he's just kind of navigating his way through the order. I keep coming back to that word crisp because that's what I think is the best adjective for when he's throwing good. You know, you can take the gun and throw it away, but they have to respect the fastball in because he can get it in there and he can throw for a strike. And then off of that comes the cutter or the curveball, and it becomes so effective. Even when he was missing tonight, he's following the glove and maybe just off the plate. You know, that's probably why he gives up the home runs, because he's around the plate so much. But when he's going good, it's quick. You know, he doesn't beat himself. He fields his position, all the things you talk about. And then when he's changing speeds like that, he's terrific. We've seen him, you know, get in runs like this where he can be really good.
Josh Tomlin struck out seven over eight innings of work, but his one blemish proved to be the difference. Here's the righty talking to reporters about his outing.
We were trying to go. Gomery gave me the way he rubbed his leg, just try to get the ball out in the way in case he was ambushing. The ball kind of leaked back over the middle of the plate. And to a good hitter that's going the way he's going right now, that's a non-quality pitch, and he did what he has been doing in mistakes this year and especially as of late. So. It's tough to put the guys in a hole against a guy that's going as good as he's going to in Santana. So a lot of that's on me. They get down 1-0 early on, and, you know, he can kind of find his groove a little bit, and you saw what he did. He's been pitching pretty good all year. So early mistake cost us the game. I think it's the execution of pitches. The ball's not leaking back as much. It's not, and if it does, it's started off the plate and leaks back to the plate. Something I was trying to kind of find early on, and it was kind of elusive to me, I guess, without knowing a different term for it. It was just kind of, ball was leaking almost too much. And then when it leaks back to the middle of the plate, when I'm trying to go away to righties or into lefties and it leaks back to the middle of the plate, these are big league hitters, can't make that many mistakes to guys. And, fortunately enough, these last couple of starts, I've been able to kind of hone that in a little bit and able to locate better. That's pretty much all it came down to for me.
The Tribe and the Twins continue their series Saturday. Mike Clevinger on the mound for Cleveland.